The Music of Laughter, Kelly Core. I'm 11 and standing in the hallway of my apartment in block 545 in Singapore. From inside, I hear the horrible sounds of cats being tortured. The only problem is we don't own cats. In a panic, I fling the door open and I see my mummy sitting in front of a brand new musical instrument, a table-sized pump organ, a harmonium that was screeching and bellowing. Mom looked up at me and laughed. Genuine happiness radiated from her. Her eyebrows danced and her lips parted as melodious sounds emerged from her belly. I had never seen Mummy look like that. Something was different. I've decided that I'm going to be the best harmonium player and temple singer in Singapore, she said. But Mummy, you don't know any music. You cannot sing. Where did you even get that thing? She winked at me. Mita, my friend from Temple, bought a new harmonium. I grabbed a chance to buy her old one. She even came in her car and dropped it off this morning. Then Mom put up her right hand to silence me. She raised her chin in defiance. Cannot? Why not? Just watch me. Everything is possible, Betty, if you believe in your heart. Whenever I go to the temple, I watch the priests play beautiful music on the harmonium. I feel happy from inside. It was fated when Mita said she was getting rid of her old harmonium. The universe is showing me the way. Now go, eat your cheese bread I made for you. My mom was 30 years old at that time. She had been a child bride at 16, shipped from Delhi to Singapore, and had lived in a prison of tradition and patriarchal rules. Always silenced. How on earth could she learn music when she was not allowed to go out, talk on the phone, have friends, work, drive, or go anywhere without my father? There was no chance of even getting a music teacher. As a young girl, I was worried about my mom's rebellion. I decided that I would keep a close eye on her. Secretly, I spied on her. I was puzzled by the nonsensical diagrams that she scratched in her palm-sized notebook. With intense scrutiny, her nose crunched, she pounded each key on the harmonium, listened intently, and repeated the sound. Then she drew more secret diagrams with arrows. This went on for hours. She tried to copy English songs from the radio that blasted in the background, and the harmonium bleated her Franken tunes. She practiced her music every day when my father went out. She cleaned, she cooked, she prayed, she played on her harmonium. My brother and sister learned to tune her out. We ignored her command to join her when she practiced. We shook our heads and burst out laughing. Then we ran for our dear lives. There was more and more laughter in the house from everyone, it seemed, thanks to Mummy. Absorbed in her self-taught music lessons, she laughed, and it filled the house with calm and peace. Papa was a strict man, and he expected all of us to follow his rules, especially Mummy. I recoiled when Papa's angry voice boomed through the house, if the TV was loud or Mummy disagreed with him. Now, this innocent laughter from Mom overshadowed the air of dread and smoothed my fears, at least when Papa wasn't home. But one day, Papa came home early while Mom was practicing. The scowl on his face worried me. I knew that Mom's rebellion would fetch a price. He thundered in the door and bellowed, "You are wasting your time. You will never be a singer or play that thing. Now go and make my dinner." Mom laughed sweetly so as not to provoke him and said, "Why not?" I followed her into the kitchen. She hummed her tunes and swayed her head. She winked at me, and I swear she put extra chilies in Papa's portion of chicken curry. Then she hugged me and giggled like a teenager. Her quiet laughter reverberated round the apartment and cocooned me. The tension slowly dissolved. I even heard Papa chuckle. And so this madness from my mummy went on. Music, laughter, singing. 2 months later, I came home from school and heard a familiar tune. I could not place it. My mom looked at me with a smile and said, "I'm playing like Virginia." She played the tune again. Suddenly it hit me. "You mean like a virgin? By Madonna?" My mom threw her head back and the sounds of pure joy gurgled from her belly. The red dot on her forehead between her dancing brown eyes bobbed up and down. "Yes, yes, the one with the pointy." Her hands waved around her breasts. "Mom!" I screamed and danced like Madonna while she played her bizarre Indian version of Like a Virgin. Eventually, Mommy joined the women's singing group at the temple on Wednesday afternoons. The temple was the only place she was allowed to go alone, and my father dropped her off and picked her up. I heard such raucous laughter and music erupting from these gatherings on the rare occasions that Mommy succeeded in dragging me with her. The women sat in assorted groups, cross-legged on the carpeted floor, enthusiastically discussing new tunes to play. Some would beat the tablas. Others grabbed finger cymbals. Together, each group created harmonious new hymns. They laughed without worry or censure, safe in their collective space. They clucked like hens when they disliked the new tunes. They guffawed in approval when they perfected a tune. Even I picked up the finger cymbals and joined in with Mummy's group. Today, Mummy has sung in temples in Indonesia, India, Australia, and Calgary. No one can stop that 5-foot-tall woman. With a megawatt smile and infectious laughter, she brazenly invites herself to any temple podium that she can anywhere in the world. She has even played for the Prime Minister of Singapore at the Singapore National Theatre. Growing up in that house, I learned the meaning of passion. Within the confines of a tradition, Mummy created music and laughter. She created harmony. She permeated the walls with mirth. And as a young girl, I too started to believe in possibilities. I began to learn how to maneuver those restricted wings quietly and covertly. Now, I toss my head back and laugh from the depths of my soul whenever I think of my mummy. Because that's how she now laughs, eyes twinkling, cheeks dancing, unrestrained music that rises to the sky. Thank you.